This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, for those of us who grew up with Happy Days, right? Sunday, Monday, Happy Days, mate, with the Cunninghams and little Joni Cunningham, who I believe started her acting career when she was 12. I think she was also in the Mickey Mouse Club. Joni Cunningham, or actress Erin Moran, has died. She died Saturday. Apparently, 911 was called to her house, I believe Trailer Park, at about 4 in the afternoon, saying she was unresponsive. And by the time the Indiana paramedics got there, they found her deceased. And we are being told by Harrison County Sheriff's Office that it was not drugs, but it was likely stage 4 cancer. The statement released by authorities Monday confirmed by the Associated Press that an autopsy found that Moran likely succumbed to complications of stage 4 cancer. Toxicology tests were performed and results are pending, but no illegal narcotics were found at the residence in New Salisbury, Indiana, which is about 20 miles from Louisville, Kentucky. The statement did not say what kind of cancer she had. It only said, quote, on Saturday, the 22nd day of April 27th, Erin Marie Moran Fleischman passed away at her residence located in New Salisbury, Indiana. A joint investigation into her death was conducted by the Harrison County Sheriff's Department and the Harrison County Coroner's Office. A subsequent autopsy revealed that she likely succumbed to stages of stage 4 cancer. Standard toxicology tests were performed, and the results are pending. However, no illegal narcotics were found in the residence. So it has been postulated that she had died of a narcotic overdose, such as heroin. She had been battling depression. There were issues with homelessness. I believe there was a very famous fight she had with her mother, and, you know, concerns that she was living in a trailer park and she was homeless for some time. You know, we all remember her as Joni Cunningham and Happy Days and Joni Loves Chachi. And, you know, she was a very gifted actress, and, you know, she was a talent. And unfortunately, her last years were a constant struggle. And so, you know, may she rest in peace. And it's a shame. Whenever we hear of stage 4 cancer, when you see some final pictures of her, she did look very thin. And many have already emailed me and texted on Facebook asking about what kind of cancer it could be. You know, unfortunately, if somebody, let's say, did do drugs, one of the first types of cancer that we think about is liver cancer. So we think of liver cancer as a variety of cancers could unfortunately not only start in the liver but extend to the liver. When somebody's immunocompromised, when somebody isn't living the healthiest of lives, cancer will usually spread very easily. And if we find it in the liver, we assume it's metastatic until proven otherwise, until we could biopsy it, etc. But they aren't saying that. They're saying stage 4. So stage 4 cancer could have meant metastatic cancer that went to the brain, metastatic cancer that went to the lungs, etc. You know, won't really know what has been going on with her, you know, in recent years. And it's a shame because you just always remember her smile. You know, she was a little smart ass on Happy Days. You know, she'd give, you know, Richie Cunningham a hard time. You know, the quintessential little baby sister, right, was always an issue. And then all of a sudden Scott Baio comes on and, you know, they decide to popularize and start to expand her role. And, you know, in the 80s, people went crazy for the whole Joni and Chachi, you know, because a lot of sitcoms didn't have, you know, love affairs. But I think what made Happy Days so unique was you had a child that grew up, right, on on Sitcom America. So, you know, like, Leave It to Beaver. I don't know if Beaver had a date on Leave It to Beaver. I don't really know much about it. Or My Three Sons. I don't remember much of those. That was kind of before my time. But Happy Days was exactly my time. So you see a little girl that grows up from pigtails to all of a sudden now Scott Baio wants to date her. And Scott Baio, I think, was supposed to be like a nephew of the Fonz. So now you have the father going, oh, hell to the no. Right, Howard Cunningham, right? You got Marion going, oh, no, it's okay, you know, it's okay. You know, they fall in love. And to actually then see her grow up to become a woman and then have that, you know, relationship, that was something that I think was relatively new in sitcom history. Now, I love kind of watching how sitcoms, you know, you'll see these specials on CNN or whatever where they go through the, you know, sitcoms of the 70s and the sitcoms of the 80s, like Family Ties and et cetera. And, you know, I think some of that was land-breaking. It's, you know, and so with this, you're going to obviously a lot of broken hearts with this, even though she hasn't been in the public for probably 30 years in the public eye and in terms of, you know, acting career. But this was somebody we grew up with, and she was a part of our culture. And the Happy Days culture and the 80s culture was a big part of that. So, I hope she's at peace, and I'm sorry that that happened to her. We'll give you more on, her autopsy results as we get them. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you guys are about to eat your jalapeno flavored chips. Apparently Frito-Lay is recalling two jalapeno flavored potato chip products over fears of salmonella contamination. The voluntary recall of jalapeno-flavored Lay's kettle-cooked potato chips and jalapeno-flavored Miss Vicky's kettle-cooked potato chips is due to the potential presence of the bacteria in the seasoning. Salmonella could be in the seasoning of the chips. The chips affected by the recall were distributed to retail stores and vending machines and have a, quote, guaranteed fresh date of the 4th of July. Packets of those chips contained in multi-packs with the use-by date of June 20th could be an issue. You know how nowadays you get these chips where you have Frito-Lay and you get a whole bunch of chip bags, so then when you have a whole bunch of kids that sleep over, rather than one bag being passed around the living room making a mess, you give everybody their individual bag, but then they sit there and they pop it and they drop chips all over the place. Anyway, I'd have to yell at my kids and my kids' friends, say, what the hell are you doing? Get the hell out. But anyway, those could be an issue also. In a statement posted on the FDA's website, Frito-Lay said one of its suppliers had recalled a seasoning blend that included potentially contaminated jalapeno powder. When no salmonella had been found, the company said it was recalling out of an abundance of caution. Now, remember, salmonella is an infection. There's an estimated 1 million salmonella cases occurring annually. 380 people die each year. Typical symptoms are abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, fever, and it can happen within hours of ingestion. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mandy who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We got Pauline on the line calling from New York. Hey, Pauline, how you doing?
Thanks for taking my call. I have a question on behalf of a friend. She had gotten Lyme disease like 20 years ago. She claims that she got it through sexual transmission. She never got bitten, as far as she knows, and she has now been suffering immensely. She says she's got brain lesions. And I asked this question of another doctor, and they said to me, that's a bacteria, no? And that's
yes,
not likely,
is.
But they don't know. That disease is so crazy, they don't know it's possible. Anything's possible with that.
Yeah, you know, this is very interesting. And I'm glad you brought that up, Pauline. By the way, what city in New York are you from?
I'm from Flushing. I'm in Queens County.
I was going to say, I hear a little bit of Queens in you. This is,
yes.
There was a study that suggested Lyme disease could be sexually transmitted. This is some crazy stuff because Lyme disease is supposed to be from a tick bite. And it is a bacteria,
right.
The Borrelia burgdorferi. And whenever anybody does find a tick, we suggest that they take some doxycycline, an antibiotic, 200 milligrams of it in one shot just to prevent the bacteria from starting to brew and unfortunately cause lifelong sequelae. It's kind of a corkscrew type bacteria. Kind of looks like syphilis in a way, like a spirochete. But what's very interesting is there was a study that suggested Lyme disease could be sexually transmitted. Somebody gets bit by the tick, and then they could turn around and give it to somebody. So I don't disbelieve her. It's odd. It's not the most common. I should say it's rare. But I guess researchers have tested semen samples and vaginal secretions, etc., and they did find, secretions or some, I should say, elements of Lyme. So in there, and I'm sorry that happened to her. How's she doing?
She's not doing well, but she just got over getting rid of Hep C. So she already had one horrible disease, and that went away, and it was a unique situation. The doctors were really surprised, and it's a really unique healing method that she had done. And now she's working on this next, because that popped up next. And I'm like, boy,
right.
This woman's got, like, a lot of old diseases that keep popping up out of her.
Right. And that's, unfortunately, that's what happens, too, because hepatitis C will happen in somebody who, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Hepatitis C can happen to somebody who's immunosuppressed, where her immune system just isn't as tough as somebody else's, so the hepatitis
right.
C can take over.
She also got that from her sexual escapades in the past, too, so it sort of gives me a little, I'm glad I wasn't that promiscuous back then, because it sounds like anything could have been passed back then.
Exactly.
We didn't know any better.
And you know what they're saying? They're recommending everybody that's above middle age on up to get tested for hepatitis C, because back then we didn't know about it. In fact, when I was in school, hepatitis C wasn't even called hepatitis C. It was called non-A, non-B. Only in the 90s, I think, it was discovered as hepatitis C. And so they're recommending, and you should too, even though you were a good girl, still get yourself checked.
Yeah, you never know. Well, my partners were the rare ones that I had. Yeah, you're right. It should be, don't matter, because they could pass it on to me from their escapades. Like
exactly.
They say, you slept with everybody they slept with, and
yeah.
No, not everybody's honest with you about how many people they've actually slept with.
Mm-hmm. And in the olden days, condoms weren't as, you know, easy. Now people can just walk into Walmart and get condoms, but getting condoms needed some discretion back then. And so a lot of people weren't hip on doing that either. They were like, it's too much, it's too embarrassing, you know, I don't want people knowing about my love life. Now you can get condoms, you know, at Toys R Us. I don't know, but anyway. All right, well,
there was
Pauline,
some weird thing somebody mentioned, yeah, but you probably wouldn't know about this. One person called in and said there was some kind of a government experiment to do with them. I don't really know. I didn't understand that part, but I figured you wouldn't know the answer to that one. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Government experiment with gonorrhea or with Lyme?
No, I think with something to do with, they were doing experiments. I don't remember somebody just injected that at the last second, and I'm like, oh, I wish I heard, but I have to go back and listen to the show.
Yeah, let me know, because there were cases in history where the government would test on populations STDs, and there's been, I believe the government had to recently make retribution to, I believe, minority populations for some of the testings. We've talked about that. Find out, but if it had to do with Lyme, I'm very interested to know about that. But Lyme is something you don't want to get, and we're coming into tick season, so if you get a tick, don't get it off you. We'll talk about that after we get off air. But Pauline,
okay.
Thank
and
you
how to
so
prevent
much.
It. How to prevent it. Talk
yes,
about how
exactly.
to prevent it for us.
Big time.
Thanks.
Big time. Thank you, Pauline. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's just quickly review Lyme disease. I mean, Lyme disease, it comes from bacteria. There's a bunch of different types that could cause it, but it's the Borrelia genus of it, or family of it. And they're tick-borne. They usually comes from ticks. And so I wouldn't be surprised that you could pass it sexually. Look at what happened with Zika and the Zika virus. The Zika virus is mosquito-borne. Yet they found out, you know, you could transmit it sexually. You know, if something gets into your body, I really believe that there are certain avenues that body can secrete it out and cause it to be contagious. I mean, look at the chicken pox. the chicken pox you get from respiratory transmission or droplet transmission. So kids get it talking to each other and spraying each other, etc. But then you could actually touch somebody's zoster, somebody's shingles. And if you never had chicken pox, you touching it can give you the chicken pox. Now, shingles, by the way, I know we're kind of switching gears here. Shingles is not supposed to be contagious. You can't give somebody else shingles, but you could give somebody that's never had chicken pox from your shingles if they touch it. So that's an example of getting a disease one way, right, as a child. It's staying in your body, coming out on the skin, and you being able to acquire it from skin contact and not respiratory transmission. This is something that I can't stress enough. You get on the show, you could get something one way, but then it could turn out and be transmitted another. And so thank you for Pauline calling in. That's a great example of what Lyme disease, maybe Lyme disease. And again, I don't want to sit here on air saying, hey guys, it's sexually transmitted, but yes, they are studying it. Absolutely. So you get a tick on you, and you know you need to avoid getting ticks. And the best way to do that is covering up your skin. But I got to tell you, you know, we had just gotten back from Pennsylvania, and my husband had a tick on his knee, and he didn't even wear shorts. So this tick went up under his pants. So you literally have to, you know, put your pants in under your socks. I mean, he didn't want to look like a geek. But I got to tell you, you know, when he saw that tick, it's usually a dark, like a black-legged tick or a deer tick. But then it starts to turn brownish red after it sucks up the blood. And so, when you remove the tick, you got to be very careful, because if you grab it by the big body, you could take off the body but leave the thorax and the biter in there. So you have to actually grab it from the thorax or kind of, you know, but you got to be careful ripping off the head. One way to also, I know a lot of people like to light a match to it and then it jumps off. I really don't want you doing that to your kids, but I was able to grab it, you know, just wiggle it off, take it off, and then we gave him 200 milligrams of doxycycline to prevent Lyme disease. So that's kind of what we've been doing. If you think you get bit by a deer tick, we start you on antibiotics. Just a one-shot 200 milligrams doxycycline. Doxycycline comes as 100 milligrams. The treatment for early Lyme disease would be like a 100 milligrams twice a day. So for the preventative, if you think you got bit by a deer tick, we'll give you 200 milligrams of doxycycline, two pills at once. We don't do that if you're pregnant, I don't believe. So the 3 to 30 days after an infected tick bite, you'll know something's up because you could get a rash. It's kind of like a bullet lesion. It's an expanding red area that kind of clears in the center, so it looks like a bullseye. It's called erythema migrans, and it could expand slowly over days. It could go through other parts of the body. It doesn't itch. It doesn't hurt. You just get this odd dermatologic manifestation of something systemic. You could also get flu-like symptoms, fever, chills, body aches, fatigue, etc. Then later you could start getting joint pain, because Lyme disease could cause arthritis affecting the knees. It'll be a migratory polyarthropathy where it starts to migrate to the other joints. Unfortunately, you could also get neurological problems. Very, very scary stuff. It could even cause meningitis. Could cause Bell's palsy, a variety of different muscle movements. Mayo Clinic gives you a nice synopsis on this. So we also worry about Lyme disease affecting the heart. Could also affect the eyes. Could even cause hepatitis. You know, now I know Pauline's friend had hepatitis C, but even Lyme disease could cause hepatitis. And so, you know, always let your doctor know if you have one of these. You got to avoid being in wooded or grassy areas, because these deer ticks love the Northeast and the Midwest. Children who spend a lot of times outdoors are at risk. You got to be careful of having exposed skin. You got to make sure your kids are wearing long sleeves and pants. You got to do a tick patrol when they come in. And if the tick stays on your skin for 36 to 48 hours, that's bad. You gotta get that tick off within the first couple days. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Rebel.
1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, for those of you who do want to learn medical Spanish, because you work in the healthcare industry and you need something fast and inexpensive, go to learnhealthspanish.com. That's learnhealthspanish.com. Very easy course. You have quizzes. You have a certificate you could give your boss. And if you use code DDW, it also gives you a discount. Please go to learnhealthspanish.com and check that out. All right. I'm watching England very, very closely. Because there's a very big chance that our healthcare system is going to eventually mimic England's or a country in Europe's, as the country is asking for socialized medicine. And I'm trying to tell everybody, hold the phone. Just because they can, quote unquote, get away with it in Europe doesn't mean we could get away with it here. And it doesn't look like they're, quote unquote, getting away with it in Europe. Now we have an article coming out of Mail Online or Daily Mail talking about how the National Health Service in England had endured over one of the worst ever winter crises with 200,000 patients being forced to wait longer than 4 hours at an emergency room department, and 2,500 patients are prevented from leaving hospitals each day due to a procedure called bed blocking. Apparently there's a bed blocking crisis. Now, from what I understand, what bed blocking is you can't go anywhere else when you leave the hospital. Many times, you know, in American hospitals, if you don't need to be in the hospital, there's a step down area or a rehab center or an assisted living, or we could get a home nurse to your house. However, if you don't have anywhere to go, and you're not well enough to be home on your own, and according to this in Europe or in England, bed blocking occurs where you occupy your hospital bed. Apparently it's risen to 42% in a year in England, where there's no open beds available to others because they have to keep people there in the bed because there's no place they could go when they are discharged but not well enough to go home. So these are delayed discharges, all right, because there has to be care arranged in the community. And so then it turns into a problem for emergency rooms, or what they call A&E, accident and emergency centers, because patients that are there that need to get admitted can't because there's other people in bed, you know, upstairs in the hospital that can't get discharged because they don't have anywhere to go. So this is a big cluster that's happening over there. They said bed blocking due to a lack of social care places at a record high, with more than 2,500 health patients prevented from leaving hospitals every day because there's nowhere for them to go. Yesterday's statistics from MHS England report also revealed nearly 200,000 patients waited at least 4 hours in emergency rooms between the winter months of December to February, which is a fivefold increase from just 41,000 5 years previously. So for those people in the States going, you see, you know, we have long ER waits. We need to do it the way they do it in England. No, they have long ER waits there, too. And 4 hours is unacceptable. All right. I mean, I remember when I was an ER doc in a small town in Lake Havasu, you know, at the latest, we were about an hour behind, hour and a half. And still, I didn't like that. And I would send the nurse out there to triage and go, who else do we need to bring back? All right. Cancer referral rates were at their second lowest level on record. They say the number waiting for more than 18 weeks for operations soared by 39% in a year. 18-week wait for an operation. That is over 4 months. They say in total, 367,000 patients were waiting this long in February compared with 263,000 a year earlier. Last month, Simon Stevens, head of the NHS, suggested that a rise in waiting times for routine procedures, including hip, knee, and cataract removal, might be a trade-off for improvement in other areas. So getting a hip replacement, a knee replacement, cataracts removed, yes, those are non-urgent, emergent, shall we say, non-emergent procedures, yet you have somebody in intractable pain from their hip and knee, 4 months seems like forever. They say the bed-blocking crisis has an impact on the entire health service with so many beds taken up that operations have to be canceled and patients have to wait longer to be admitted. These are the highest figures since the health service started recording the data in 2010, and officials think that even that's an underestimation of the problem. They say patients who are well enough to leave the hospital should be able to do so at their earliest opportunity. Overall, 184,000, almost 185,000 bed days were lost to delayed discharges in February. 36% were because of social care problems. But the NHS official said in reality, well over half were caused by care home and other social issues. So if you don't have sufficient care at home, people are going to have to stay in the hospital. Otherwise, they end up coming right back in. For example, if you, let's say, had a stroke, right, and you're stable, your stroke symptoms are going to be dealt with occupational therapy, physical therapy, right, but you can't take care of yourself, we send you home with or to an assisted facility or to a rehab center. We get you out of the hospital because the hospital is for acute patients. This way you also don't get sick. We don't want you getting a nosocomial infection or getting exposed to something because you're in a hospital setting. And then we work on your rehab and your occupational therapy, your physical therapy. We'll work on your swallowing, your feeding, et cetera, work on your walking. And then we graduate you to the house, to home, and have home health care. You know, thank God for the nurses and the staff that help with that. And we get you home. These are the types of patients that are still stuck in the hospital because they don't have enough services or facilities outside of that. The waiting times reaching record levels, 2,000 patients had to wait at least 12 hours in an emergency room. Referrals for cancer, referrals for surgeries on the low as well. There were more than 100,000 patients who breached the 18 weeks target wait for surgery. They say close to 400,000 patients were waiting that long, which is a 39% increase. So I can't speak for all of America, but I could speak for myself and my family. We don't want that system. I really don't want that system here. That looks like a mess. If you think our healthcare system is a mess now, that's a real mess. Why is it such a mess? Because there's not enough money. We have more people on Medicaid than they do in their whole entire population. I think there's like 62 million people in England, and we have 72 million on Medicaid. All right? If they have a smaller population and they still don't have enough medical facilities to handle all their, you know, all their medical needs, how the hell are we going to with what? We have, what, 300 million, 356 million people in the United States? That's not... There's no way. Plus, half of our country doesn't pay taxes, doesn't put money into the system. So how do we carry with only 100, maybe 70, 80,000 million people paying the taxes? How do we carry 360 million people? How do we do that? Now, England is having their
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Daniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Dahlia show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, it looks like the Star Wars The Last Jedi trailer is out, and E! Online has some scoop on it. All right? This is, I guess, let me see, the live stream aired on Star Wars YouTube channel. And it's called Star Wars The Last Jedi. Film director Rian Johnson and several cast members were there in Orlando for a 2 of 3 day Star Wars celebration in Orlando. I guess the film or the movie is going to be in theaters December 15th of this year. So we're talking about 8 months away for those of us who really, really love Star Wars. Let me see here if we have some scoop here. They're showing the trailer, but I can't obviously play that on air for you guys to understand. From what I understand, it is the 8th installment of the billion-dollar franchise. It has all the stars. Even Carrie Fisher is obviously in it because of her work. From what I understand, they are not telling us as much scoop as I need. Let me see, Carrie's in the movie, of course, let me see here. Okay, Luke and Rey, are they related? We still don't know. They're asking Rey if she's Rey Kenobi, so we don't know yet. What she did say is, I actually can't tell you some things. What I can say is The Last Jedi, we go deeper into Rey's story. What is very apparent from where we left off in The Force Awakens and where we pick up in The Last Jedi is Rey has a certain expectation of her future. As everyone knows, it's difficult to meet your heroes because they may not be what you expect. I think she is related to Skywalker. I think Skywalker got a lot of babes. We don't really know what happened to Skywalker in the last 20, 30 years. But I think, you know, Han Solo, remember, Han Solo stopped being single. And, you know, Luke Skywalker was Han Solo's wingman. So when Han Solo went to those, you know, those kind of freaky bars, you know, with all the weird music and those monsters, Han Solo always got the babes. Then Han Solo fell in love with Princess Leia. I think he fell in love with her early on in The Empire Strikes Back. That's where they, you know, had a kiss. Then in The Return of the Jedi, that's where he learned that he's not in competition anymore with Luke Skywalker because Luke Skywalker is a brother. And so that kiss she shared with him is kind of illegal because it was incestual. So he learned that Luke Skywalker was now out of the picture. So he was like, well, before she starts to make out with anybody else's brother, he better kind of move in. So from what we understand, Han Solo was with Carrie Fisher, or not Carrie Fisher, but with Princess Leia the whole time. Now, they did appear to break up. They appeared to have kids. And then for some reason, they didn't get married, and I don't know what the heck happened. But my guess is, as he started to age, he didn't really go out there and whatever. You get Luke Skywalker, I think, was pretty, pretty busy, because now he didn't have to compete with Han Solo. And he was all forlorn that he couldn't be with his sister, Princess Leia. So I wouldn't be surprised if he had a baby. Now, are there any women in Star Wars for him to have actually hooked up with? I don't know. There was that female dancer in Return of the Jedi. But remember, she got killed by that big Kraken thing, right? So I don't know. It's very, very interesting. Who would he have hooked up with? There was one woman with very, very short hair who was like a general in one of the movies, but she really wasn't that good looking, and I didn't really see him give her the eye. However, you know, she was the only other woman that appeared to be in the galaxy. So there is a chance he could have hooked up with her. But I personally think Luke is the one that's her father. That's just me. Everybody thinks, well, maybe it's Obi-Wan. I don't know how Obi-Wan died early. I think Obi-Wan died before Luke hit puberty. I don't really remember the story too much. No, I don't think it's Obi-Wan's kid. Everybody thinks Rey is Obi-Wan's kid. So anyway, for those of you guys that really, really know Star Wars, help me figure this out. But it looks like it's going to be a good movie. And it sounds like The Last Jedi, they want the Jedi to end. I guess the Jedis are supposed to eventually die off. So I guess Rey, if Rey's the last Jedi, she has to make a baby pretty soon. 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, look, otherwise we're going to run out of movies. Okay, I want the Star Wars movies to go on and on and on. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, bed bugs. bed bugs are taking over, right? Like the stormtroopers. And they say the rise of bed bugs are happening because of their resistance to insecticides. They say exterminators have now turned to new chemicals to combat bed bugs. But this new study is finding that they are resistant to those as well. So what happens with these bed bugs? Well, these bed bugs are in your mattresses. They hide in hotel rooms. Then they crawl into your suitcases. And then you bring them home. And so they say the best approach to getting rid of bed bugs should be physical, mechanical, and cultural control measures. So we need to encase the mattresses. We need to use traps, a bed bug trap. I don't think it's going to be as big as a rat trap, but there are bed bug traps. The study was published in the Journal of Economic Entomology, found that bed bugs are showing a lower susceptibility to two common pesticides containing chlorpheniprole and bifenthrin. They say no one was looking at if bed bugs were resistant to those forms of insecticide. So what they did is they assessed, they say bed bugs are becoming more resistant, and they looked at 10 populations of bed bugs from across the country. And what they did as a control is they used a bed bug strain known to be susceptible to the insecticides being tested. Then they looked at the pesticides on the 10 field strains and compared them with the control, and the researchers examined how much insecticide it took to actually kill these bugs and how long it took for the bed bugs to die once they were exposed. Researchers found that the concentration needed to kill one of the test populations was higher than for the control group, which meant they really had to spray like crazy. They say the control bed bugs died 7 days after exposure to the chlorpheniprole or chlorpheniprole and 3 days after exposure to bifenthrin. But it took more than 7 days to kill the test populations. So what does that mean? Well, that means we got to keep using higher amounts, which I don't personally like because I don't like getting exposed to these types of insecticides. But why are bed bugs so bad? Well, because they could, you know, transmit disease. I mean, it's not kind of like, you know, these mosquitoes. But what they do is they suck up your blood and then they land somewhere else. And they could, you know, and they could transmit, you know, somebody else's bugs to you. It's not the healthiest thing. And these bed bugs jump all over the bed. They leave bites. You know, nothing that I would definitely want in my bed. I mean, you know, trust me, there's already enough, you know, pathogens that I'm trying to avoid when it comes to bed. So my suggestion is that whenever you guys do go to a hotel, etc., what you need to do is make sure you don't leave your suitcases on the ground, okay? Try to keep them high because bed bugs can hide out. I like to bring my own sheets and blanket and my own pillows when I go to a hotel. And then when you come back from the hotel, wash everything. I mean, wash off everything. Don't even mess around. Shower. Don't jump into your bed until you get rid of all these things. And some of the fanciest hotels can have them also. Remember, it's somebody carrying it in. You know, look what happened on that United flight with the guy getting stung by a scorpion. The scorpion must have crawled into the bags, right? Which means somebody stayed at some place. I guess either in Houston or where they were traveling to from Houston, and scorpion gets into the bag, they put it up in the overhead compartment, and then it crawls out and it stings a United passenger. I'm not lying. Go to my website. We talked about it there. And it's United Airlines is just having their fair share of things. But when it comes to bed bugs, guys, you got to keep clean and you got to be careful. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we're going to talk about scientists have been able to slow down growth of colon and stomach cancers. This is a revolutionary way to stop some of the deadliest cancers that are out there. Then we have an 8-month-old baby I'm looking at right now that weighs close to 40 pounds, and it's baffling doctors how that happened. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Rebel. Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I'm very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better, my joints feel better, I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.